Davis, journalist, mentor, conflict mediator, gardener, camp counselor, community activist, has lived most of her life in the Adams Morgan section of Washington, D.C. It's a place, she says, where the streets can be treacherous. Young people roaming there, kids she knows who have too many unstructured hours and too few good role models, are vulnerable to gangs, weapons, alcohol, and drugs. Is it hard for you to live in a neighborhood with those characteristics?
Yes, it is, actually. It's difficult because there's so much need, and there's only so much you can do. And I'm not really talking about money at this point. Money can be raised. I've learned how to do it. But there's so much emotional need for them to be able to call you or come knock on the door and say, someone just pulled a gun on me, or my mom is laid out flat drunk in front of the Safeway. What do I do? Or, one girl told me, I feel like killing my grandmother. I mean, like, oh, my God, why are you telling me this? And I had to actually listen and do things about those three stories I just told you. I had to act. So sometimes, and for some reason, these things come in waves. You know, they're not spread out one a week. They invariably, there'll be two calm weeks, and then three things will happen at the same time. And that's when I sort of become an emergency social worker.
Do you think they prepare you one for the next?
A little bit. I am getting better at it. I have a better Rolodex now. I know that things pass, that sometimes you just got to talk kids through. But I also know that you have to act in some situations. The girl was homicidal. I mean, I got her in touch with a psychiatrist. I mean, that's dangerous. Gabriel Garcia Marquez, great Colombian writer, Nobel Prize laureate, he used to call himself an emergency politician because there was such a great need in Latin America for leaders. Now, I'm not saying that I'm an emergency politician, but I am an emergency worker, an emergency social worker sometimes. And then sometimes 5 years later, I'll feel capable of telling the story. I cannot tell them right away. And I almost never grab my equipment.
Your recording equipment?
Yeah, my recording equipment. I never do in the moment of an emergency.
It can wait.
Yeah, which goes against everything you're taught as a journalist. Everything you're taught as a journalist.